All right, here we are, fully connected now, and so happy for that. Welcome to this day, our meeting together before the day of Thanksgiving arrives. And I just wanted to focus a little bit on giving thanks for what we have this week together and asking for blessings for everyone around the world to have what they need and be grateful for what they have. I know this is a holiday that was human-created, not one created by nature or divine ordinance, but if you listen carefully to the words of Yeshua, he really recommends that we be grateful for everything every day. Be grateful for our blessings. Be grateful for our life. To thank and to praise the one who gave it to us. So we come together in that spirit this week. And I have another announcement, just a spiritual gift that I want to give to everyone in our community. Starting tomorrow, I'm going to be sending out an email every day with thoughts of inspiration for that day. Somehow, I think if we can be focused and directed on a common energy, a common intention, a common thought, it adds magnitude to it because we come together in harmony on that. So look for it in your inbox. It'll just be a simple message. Won't be a long, extended email that you have to scroll for pages to read. Just a simple thought. And I'm going to announce every week from now until the end of this year one product that we have on sale. We're not going to do a Black anything. Most especially, we're not doing Black Friday or Black Monday. I don't do Black in my life. In fact, it's very rare I even wear black shoes. But I'm calling them Golden Days because I think this is the time when we join in faith together to celebrate the completion of our year. And actually, that's what all of these late autumn, early winter holidays were about. That's what they were created for. In the ancient world, it was either about harvest, it was about distributing charity to those who perhaps had a little bit less or were more in need. It was about coming together to tighten our community and be ready for the winter. In the old days, winter was a very, very severe thing. And many of the cultures lived in multiple quarters, sort of like Quonset huts during the winter, where they could share heat, share food, care for the sick, or the infants, or the elderly, and be together with common strength. And this has lasted through the ages. In these holidays, we share with family, community, loved ones, in a charitable way, with the thought of giving. And it's kind of sad that it's been exploited so much for commercial purposes, but I still understand that too, because we all live and benefit from the success of the companies that provide our worldly needs. And so I bless them too. I'm not going to throw anything negative at all on anybody. We're all trying to do our best to create a positive company, a positive community, and a really, really charitable endeavor in this season that I like to call the season of love. It's actually Thanksgiving is a more traveled holiday than Christmas. Most of the time at Christmas, people try to stay home with the kids because we've really made it very much a celebration of the kids and a festive time in our churches and a festive time in our community for the giving of charity and the celebration of music of the season and festivities of the season. And so actually, Thanksgiving is a more traveled holiday than Christmas. It's really a time when people, even now, they'll comply with regulations to get to be with mom and dad or grandpa and granddad and grandma, you know, and the kids. We'll do what it takes, or we might drive 1,000 miles to get to be with the kids. That's just what we do because we love one another. And so it's kind of in that spirit I'd like for us to come together today. And I just want to thank all of you so very, very much for your kindness, your patience, your support, and your spirit of giving in this last year, which has undoubtedly been the most challenging year of my life, with the greatest number of worldly obstacles, not to mention the loss of a dear loved one. And not just my closest dear loved one, but so many friends. And I'm beginning to learn that there is a very painful penalty that goes along with living in a healthy way to a ripe senior age, and that is you're going to outlive a lot of your friends. And it's very, very painful. It's very sad. They just leave holes in your life, and you just want to reach in the hole and put your hand around their neck and say, come back, if only for a moment. And sometimes they do blow a thought at you, and they'll say, it's okay, I'm fine. You do the best you can with your life. And I try to do that. And I'm going to get through this. I just want you to know, things have been hard, but I'm going to get through this. By the grace of God, I have never, ever been let down. So this is a time when faith is really at its optimum and maximum in my life. Not looking back, not looking to the side, not looking into a field of worry, just looking ahead, knowing that whatever happens will be the handwriting on the wall for my future. And it will be grand. It will be great. So I want to hold you in that thought and that spirit of expectation and love. We've all been through a very hard year. I know we've all lost loved ones, either close or far. It's just been one of those years. And I think it just represents the follow through to ending a decade of change. And 2022, the number 22 is emphasized in the 2022. 22 is the number of masters. And I think we're all going to have learned some very powerful lessons that have put boots on our feet and armor around our bodies and strength in our hearts to get on to the next chapter, which will be written in the fire of 22, which is now is the time of mastery. Let us ask for mastery. Let us expect to receive, and whatever comes our way, let us know that it is in the spirit of mastery, and all will be well. So I'm going to open a line to some of our dear loved ones. Jerome, you were first up. Hello, hello. Well, Jerome, oh, I think I accidentally clicked the wrong button. Oh my goodness. You will have to sign back on, Jerome. Come on back, and I'm going to take Stormy's call. Okay. Hi, Stormy.
Oh, yeah, Linda. I've been waiting a couple of weeks in good faith to meet the husband of a lady by the name of Margaret, about 50 years old. She's the manager of our senior citizen, where I go to have lunch every day and visit with people most every day. But she had a major stroke, is still in the hospital. But in good prayer, I've been waiting to meet her husband somewhere in town here before I ask a blessing for Margaret. And what faith that I have to know it will happen in due time. And I met him this morning at the grocery store and says, I'm going to ask you if I can ask for a blessing for Margaret.
Oh, I'm sure he said yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, he did. And he is an independent minister of his own, private minister, has his own own church and congregation. But his wife is so sweet, and she just had a major, very, very serious stroke, still in the hospital. It's been, I think, almost 3 weeks now. And I heard about it in 2 weeks ago that I went, I'll put it into prayer that I will meet him in public. And this morning I met him. What faith do I have?
That was no accident. That was a prayer answered for sure.
Oh, yes.
Well, thank you, Stormy, for conducting your own ministry every day in our world that we share and our community that we join. So we all love you and we all love to hear from you. And I guess you were just meant to come first today, but I see Jerome is back. So Jerome, I'm going to open your line now. Hello, dear friends.
Love, light, peace, and joy. Thank you for the Thanksgiving and the precious time of the universe for us. And I just talked to my brother and he said, it's the world of the universe, too, that we're all moving towards a higher spirit. And I had a thing happen to me where last fall I left my body. I went out into the universe, and I found six stars, and I went inside the six stars. And inside the six stars, I felt the energy of the universe of spirit that I've never felt in my life. But it's the energy of the universe for every one of us. For every one of us,
wow.
We connect with the God and the Spirit of the universe. And I can't tell you, words can't even do it, but your Thanksgiving does it too. So, and your love and light and peace and joy are priceless. Yes.
Oh, Jerome, that reminds me of an experience I had in 1996. Before I... It was the experience I had that launched my agreement with Yeshua to begin telling the world this message. He had his own way of taking me out into the universe, and finally I stepped off the farthest edge into a pattern of distant stars. And
yes.
Oh my gosh, Jerome,
yes.
it was indescribable.
It is.
And
yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about, because that was my initiation into a willingness to speak. I was sworn on a stack of Bibles I would not speak, because I was afraid I would misrepresent him or have rotten tomatoes thrown at me, one or the other. I was not going to speak, but he had come and asked me to, and I was stubborn. Well, you guys have been around me for a few years. You know I can be a little stubborn at times. And it's not because I'm mulish. It's just because I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing.
You are. You're always doing the right
thing. So I take my time, and I let God answer the question at least three times. But that time, he kicked me off the cliff. And I went flying into the stars.
I did. And that's where we get to go when we leave here. We get to go out to the stars of the universe and the spirit of the universe. We get to feel that all the time then.
That's right. So yes, you and I have preview.
You are just fantastic.
Of an impending event that we hope will not be for a few more years down the road.
Yes, a few more years. So, but thank you for everything with your life and your spirit and for everything of the universe that you've always been. And I'll be with you too. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jerome. And I look forward to being with you on all levels of how friends meet up.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we have Eva online. Hello, dear Eva.
Hi, thank you for the upbeat message. I really need upbeat right now. I've been feeling a little downbeat. My fracture is healing better. I got onto they're working to get me onto a cane permanently. But there's other things. I don't know if my stomach or congestion or something, which is giving me discomfort. And when those things happen and I get these setbacks, I tend to get discouraged when it happens to something with my body. I seem to be a lot more upbeat for other people than I can sometimes be for myself. So I would really like this to pass and, you know, be on the upward way and get to be doing things again that I would like to be doing. It seems like it's kind of a long siege, and which I guess maybe most of us are having problems with long sieges these days.
Yeah, I think so.
So I would like a blessing to help me up that
you
ladder.
You're on my list. And Eva, I must have missed if you told us about your fracture. When did that happen?
Oh, that was the end of June, the very last of June. I fractured my hip. My femur. My femur, which they say can be worse than a hip, actually. And it was very close to the pelvis and the ball joint. And so, it's been a rough road for a while. But it's that part's coming along. Although when I saw the x-ray afterwards later, the screws were starting to come out, which they say is sort of common sometimes, but they have already had to take the screws out because they were bothering the person. So then when any pain I'd have, I'd say, I wonder if that's the screws, you know, or if this is just the way it is and it's healing and it's going to be okay. So then I get a little frightened about what could be, which I don't like to think about. I'd rather think
Don't go there. Don't go there.
You can be out in the, you know, where you're just talking about. But, I need a blessing.
Anything to the hip, it has a very depressing effect on people. I'm not sure why that happens, but it does. I think it's because it affects our mobility. And all of the things we want to do involve mobility. All of the, it's about our energy and our capacity to reach out and be part of the environment in the community. And that really affects our confidence and our upbeat spirit. So my recommendation to you is use the telephone as much as you can. Text people as much as you can. Don't stop reaching out. Whatever you do, continue to reach out. Continue to be the sparkling, upbeat person that you are. And I really can say this in total, total truth. And that is, I could not have gotten through the last year of my life if I had not cared about others more than I care about myself. So, you know, you just got through saying you don't have as much trouble being upbeat about others as you do about yourself. Well, just continue being upbeat about others. Put your attention on others, and it will help you get through this. Because if you have attention on others, it will pull their attention and love back onto you. And that's something you can do, and it doesn't recreate the pain. it gets you out of the pain, and it builds faith, it builds confidence, and moves you forward. So that's really what you want right now, to keep moving forward. You know, that's what we all want. But most especially after we've crossed the 50-mile-yard line, we want to know we're moving forward. And it affects our confidence and our enthusiasm and sometimes our faith when we don't feel that forward movement. So just don't let that happen to you. And there's lots of ways you can create it.
You're getting yeah, that reminds me talking it about will, my, I have a friend that's 94, and she had COVID, yeah. So she needs a blessing too, Clara. And now she will not answer the phone, and so I can't even call her, you know, that something, some people like that. I know there's plenty of people that are actually in worse shape than I am, and I'd like to have those people blessed too, but especially Clara and her caretaker, Kathy, which is really disturbed too by this because she's been in the hospital, not in the hospital, but rehab, and then she wouldn't do rehab. And so now she's just lying in bed most of the day. And and I try to call her, and she doesn't answer the phone. I can't talk to her. So anyway, that's my story. Thank you.
Okay. When you pray for her, see her up and well. Okay. Put that vision out into the verse for her being in her forward self, forward-moving self. Okay? We can do that for people. You know, that's a great gift we can give to people. Is the visualization of their life being better. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cost any money and hardly cost any time. Maybe just a few seconds or a few minutes of dedicated attention. And doing that for others really, really makes a difference. And that's one of the things we do every Sunday, being here together. Mm-hmm. Okay, Eva, well, you're in my heart always. In my prayers, and we'll say a blessing for you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. And Tara Kim, I see you signed on. Your line is open.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Hi, Glenda. I hope you guys are all doing good. I'm so sorry I missed the first 15 minutes. I'm going to have to listen to it on the recording. I just wanted to request a blessing today, again, for my family, for my husband, Bert, my mom, Barbara, my dad, Carl, and our two dogs, Shobi and Dakota, and also myself.
Okay. You've got it. In fact, I'm saving your list.
That's good. Yeah, thank you.
I do save a lot of my list because during the week when I offer blessings, I take a glance over it. And, okay. All right, I know you still need it.
thank you so much.
But who doesn't, really? Who doesn't?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and Sarah, I see you there. Hello, dear.
Aloha, Glenda, and this beloved community. I wanted to just first express my love and gratitude for all of you. It's so such a blessing to have this place to be on Sundays, to have this community. Yes. And yes, I appreciate it so much. And all that you do in service, Glenda, such a shining, bright light of love. And I just wanted to ask a blessing for all of our families, blessing for family unity and family harmony and family healing. Let us heal together. And family communication, let us communicate in clearly and in love and in kindness. And I wanted to ask a blessing for me. Please pray for me in my healing and in my service in life.
What is your healing, Sarah?
I'm having some pain in my body and just working through some emotional things. Some emotional feelings.
Okay, that can be between you and God. I didn't mean to cross your privacy.
Thank you so much, Glenda.
You're welcome. All right. And we have a caller from 867. And I have not seen your line on the, I don't have a name for you, so I'm just going to open your line. I'm sure you know who you are.
Yeah, that would be me. My name is Janice.
Hi, Janice. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Hi. The reason that I wanted to put my hand up is my son passed away yesterday at 33. It looks like it was an accidental overdose.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I know this is going to sound silly. I'm sure the answer's in the book. But my head's kind of all over the place. Even though it was ruled, it ruled non-suspicious, I'm pretty sure that it might have been done deliberately. And I'm really concerned for his soul.
Oh. Well, I
wasn't raised Catholic or anything like that, and the other thing I just want to say is he died at approximately 10:30 yesterday morning, and at a couple hours before that, as I was getting ready for work, just brushing my teeth, something popped into my head that I'd heard before, maybe something I saw on Facebook, and that is in French, when people say, "I miss you," it doesn't literally translate as "I miss you." It translates as "you are missing from me." And that just strangely popped into my head yesterday before he passed. I don't know. That seems kind of significant to me. He had some trouble with depression. And, he struggled.
I'm so sorry. Well, I just can't imagine what it would be like to lose a child. And my heart goes out to you. My deepest sympathy goes out to you.
Yeah.
And our love, mine, the community, and the love of God is always there. I'm sure that he is in the arms of God. And there is no fault that you should assign to anything, because now is a sacred time. Now is a time when his soul is being received into heaven, and it should be received with the purest thoughts and only love for the immortal life of his spirit that will remain with you for the rest of your life and will rejoin with you when it's your time to cross over. So,
okay.
What was his name?
His name was Aaron, A-A-R-O-N.
Okay. Aaron is on my list, and I have, okay, so it's Janice and Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. And my deepest blessings and condolences for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, we, as a community, we put our arms around you right now. And I know that everyone is feeling that way, everyone on the call. And there are many here. So you came to the right place. And I hope you'll come back and receive another blessing in the future.
Well, my friend, I will.
I hope you will. You're very, very welcome. And my friends, we are at the end of our queue. So unless there's someone else who wants to follow up on Janice, who wants to ask for a blessing, we will actually move into our blessing now. And I think that if we do, this would be a very good time for me to remind all of you what's involved. Because I'm sure by now we have accumulated many new attendees to our blessing. And maybe you don't entirely realize what to do or what's happening. I can't tell you exactly what's happening because it's between you and God. It's between you and the Holy Spirit. And it is a mystery what happens. But I can describe part of it. You're not going to do anything. You're just going to sit or lie down, totally relax. Before you get started, take a few deep breaths. Shake your arms and legs out so that there's no knots in your body that might block energy. I would highly recommend that you sit. It really is a preferred position because your feet can be on the ground. And you're going to draw energy up from the ground as well as from the heavens. Just to give you an example of how this works, most people don't realize that lightning strikes from the ground up. We see it in the heavens, but what causes the lightning to connect to the earth is an electromagnetic charge in the earth. The earth sends up the charge that attracts the lightning bolt down. Okay? Well, that's pretty much how the blessing works. It actually starts from the earth. It would be much preferred if you can just be barefoot. And if you do need to have covering on your feet, at least have it be natural, such as cotton or silk or wool, something that is harmonious with earth energy. Have your feet on the ground, ideally. Now, if you're immobilized and you can't be on the ground, that's okay. Just allow your feet to be uncovered if possible, okay? And then have your head uncovered if possible. I know there are some of you that have religious protocols that require your head to be covered when you're in prayer or receiving a blessing from the Almighty. And we respect that. But if you could, at least have your head covered with something natural, linen, cotton, silk, wool, some of the sort that is, again, harmonious with earth energy. And it will help the transmission of energy. Now, that energy will flow down one side of your body and then back up the other side. So we don't want your legs or your arms to be crossed during the blessing. Just let your arms hang to your side and just shake your legs out and have them dangle off the chair or extend to the length of the bed. And just relax. That's it. You don't have to do anything else. Well, sort of you do. I will begin with an invocation to Yeshua, thanking him for his blessing, for his love of us, for being with us and keeping us safe. And then the blessing givers and I will begin conducting the energy of the blessing, and you will begin your prayer. Now, here's what's going to happen then. We have, through our training and our edification, prepared ourselves to conduct energy that is not polarized by any attitude within us or any predisposition with us, so that we are simply conducting this energy. A great deal like a satellite dish on the roof attracts energy and allows it to be transmitted to your desktop or your TV or whatever other receiving instrument you have in the house. Now, that receiving instrument is attuned to the satellite dish on your roof. Okay. Let's backtrack this. Coming from the stratosphere come these satellite signals. And they're intermingled with all kinds of electrical signals in the field. The whole field of the atmosphere moving down to the earth level, where we've got all kinds of energy signals being sent up from the earth. Everything from stovepipes to foundries, refineries, car engines, car honks, smokestacks, everything. Everything that's going on in the environment goes up toward the stratosphere. Everything in the stratosphere comes into that field of energy. Now, how in the world does it find you? How in the world does it find that television? Well, you see, that television is tuned by signal and signal configurations to match the satellite dish on your roof. And the satellite dish on your roof is tuned by signals and receiving units to match the signal coming from a satellite. So these signals are matched up, going from higher to lower to practical applications, where they then enter your world as a message, a picture on your television screen, or the delivery of some other data or information through your computer or your sound system. Maybe you'll receive music. It all depends on what you select. Now, that's the reason for your prayer. It's not that God will not be giving you the blessing anyway. As a matter of fact, God's blessings are all around you, every day, all the time. We just don't tune into them because we're busy. Our attention is scattered, and it's scattered usually into problems of the world. And that's really the biggest problem there is to problems in the world. It's not that they're problems we can't solve. It's that they take our attention off of potential and resources that actually could solve the problem. This is why you need to pray. And not just now, but I would suggest every day of your life. You need to pray. Yeshua said, to ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be opened. But for a lot of people, you know, that's really not enough. Because we pray in generalities, not really believing that God cares about the particulars of our life. And we try to be bigger than ourselves and say, oh, Lord, just help me to be all that I can be. And in being all that I can be, I know you will take care of me. Well, maybe in the meantime, you need to pay the electric bill. And it's okay to ask. It's okay to refine that signal. This is one of the things that the Apostle Paul was telling one of the churches. I think it's in Ephesians. They were telling him, well, Paul, we pray, but we don't get answers to our prayers. And he wrote them back and he said, you ask not. That's why you receive not. And he said, you must ask. And I began to focus on that message and extract everything I could. And I just kind of made a spiritual connection with the Apostle Paul. And I said, St. Paul, if you're not busy for a minute, could I ask you a little more on that? And he said, well, you just ask yourself. You already know. You just think back to when you really prayed and how different it is from just going through the ritual of praying. He said, I'm sure most mornings you get up and you just go through the ritual of praying. You go through the lip service of praying. Thank you, God, for this day and ask for your help in getting through it and so forth. Okay. And so I think about when you really prayed, when you really asked for something, you didn't just detail what you wanted. You changed your attitude. You actually gave God a picture
of what you would feel like when you got what you needed. You gave God a picture of your, not your, just your expectation, but your realization, your fulfillment. You made a perfect connection with God. A perfect connection. And he said, okay, I am going to take this a little further for you. Think about when you were younger and you were looking for jobs. You didn't approach your job application in a spirit of generality. You studied the job before you asked for it. You were prepared to tell your, hopefully, future employer about your abilities and why you thought you were the best person for the job, and that you knew what the job involved, and you made eye contact with your future boss. And you approached your future boss with a respectful attitude and a sense of appreciation for that job. In other words, you made a meaningful connection. And that meaningful connection was what I call asking. He said, I actually told the congregation a great deal more than it wound up to be printed. I told them, pardon, just a moment, time for me to have a drink. He said, I told them everything I'm telling you, but a lot of what I told people never made it into the written word. So he said, I'm glad you asked, and pass it on. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm passing this on to you, and I'm asking you, instructing you, to make a meaningful connection with God while we are conducting the targeted, refined energy of the Holy Spirit that is coming your way specifically for you. Okay? It's out there always. But like signals coming from the satellite, they're not always targeted. You've got to put a receiver up there in order to get them. And then you've got to send a message up for those signals to be targeted. And then you've got to refine the targeting. Get it down into your laptop or your cell phone or whatever application you have. And then it becomes functional and deliverable. So you are actually doing something, but you're not doing anything with physical posturing. There's no yoga involved. There's no Pilates involved. There's no positioning other than simply to be relaxed, your arms and legs uncrossed, and every part of your body, heart, soul, and being open to receive. So with that being said, it looks like we're all pretty content and ready to begin. And I'm really glad we have enough time for me to get into this for you, because every now and then we just need to do this. It's good to be reviewed. I even need to remind myself, because I can become so grateful for the big picture that I think, well, gee, I don't know. I don't want to refine it down. There might be something a whole lot more that could be out there. Well, there is a whole lot more out there, but that doesn't mean you're going to grab it or receive it. It's kind of like you need to make up your asking list, because that's what builds the connection. So let's begin. And blessing givers, will you join me? Yeshua, we know that you're here. And we approach you with love and humility, appreciation and gratitude for all that you're always doing for us. And we thank you that you have the grace to be here without intruding upon our own willful ways, so that we may learn our lessons and walk our path as we need to do. But right now, at this moment, we want to hold your hand. We want to be in your company. We want you to be here. Put your arms around us to comfort us and to show us the mighty love of God that is with us at all times, but not always perceivable because we of our distraction. We know that we are children of God, and yet we lose sight of that because we think we are more likely citizens of the world. And that's how we define ourselves. So we lose scope of our bigger self. We would pray right now that you take us to our greater self, that we may receive all the wonders of blessing that will nourish our soul as well as our heart and our body. We know that we are part of the sky, and yet we are anchored in the earth. And we thank you for that connection, because we know it's a special thing. It was special enough that a whole entry into the book of Genesis was devoted to our connection with the earth, being created from it, that we may be connections on earth for God. We ask that now, that we be connections on earth for God, and that our light may be mingled with the light of God, that we may shine brightly, that we may have more ability than we ever knew, that we may have more strength than we ever knew, that we may have more wherewithal in every situation that might have been inconceivable to us before. We ask that you be with those among us who are grieving. We ask that you be among everyone who is suffering for any reason, as you walked among the poor and the hungry, the sick and the stressed, when you walked upon the earth, that you saw the presence of God in each person. We pray that we may make ourselves available to that awakening now as you walk among every member of our congregation, most especially those who have asked, most especially those who are in great need at the moment. But we all are in need, and we all come with our hearts open to begin this season of bright giving and great celebration, that we have become strong this past year and shall be prepared in strength for the next one. We ask for all humanity that does not know to ask. We ask for the children. We ask for the elders that know they are waiting in the station for the train to arrive. We ask for those who are sick that they find comfort and recovery. We ask for the hungry that they may find food, and more food than just food, body. We ask all of these things in your blessed name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now in conducting the energy of the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Your blessing has been given. God bless you. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes. The reason for the rest is so that you can continue to receive. Be quiet and don't even think. Don't say words. Don't do anything that brings your mind back into the picture. Just receive. And it's totally okay if you fall asleep. It won't stop the blessings. The only thing that might interfere a little bit with the blessing is your mind. So don't do anything that brings it back in. All right. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you again next week.